Hey everyone, it's Amanda. Today is another episode of the Therapy Notes series, and this series is based on topics that come up in my sessions with my clients that I think are good for me to talk about with you all so you can start just shifting your perspectives and living a little bit better. So this episode is all about self-love, but how self-love starts with compassion. Self-love starts with compassion, and I'll explain. So how many of you have struggled or are struggling with loving yourself? It's an absolute journey, but I want you to raise your hand if that's you right now. And I'm not just talking about you right now in this moment. I'm talking about all aspects of you. The past versions of yourself, the physical aspect of yourself, the feeling and emotional aspect of yourself, the mental aspect of yourself, the way you do things, the way you learn and grow, your process of doing things and learning and growing. Do you love those things about yourself? All of those things are a part of the self-love journey, and believe it is a journey. It is not some magic wand to all of a sudden, I love myself. I wish it was the case, but it's not. It's definitely a journey. And there are so many reasons why loving ourselves in every form can be a challenge. And there's societal aspects, environmental, just our own upbringings, challenges, but I'm here to tell you that it's a journey, but it's a journey that's worth embarking on. Another thing I think when it comes to self-love is that when you go on social media and, you know, you see the influencers and they're talking about self-love, and it can definitely be inspiring. But also, I'll admit personally, it can feel a bit defeating, especially if you're not really on that journey. And this is something I work on with my clients who are struggling because they are going on social media and they're feeling like, why can I not get there? Why is it taking so long? And I have to explain once again, like I'm telling you, it is an absolute journey. Absolute journey. I think that when we like see influencers or just certain people who are really in their groove, in their self-love, right? You're happy for them. Like I said, it could be a little bit defeating or feel kind of like you might feel a little bit of jealousy or envy at times. And you might think like, how did you get there, right? What did you do to finally love who you are to the point where you're standing fully in your authenticity? And that's not just for influencers. I only use that because a lot of us are on social media, and social media can have a certain impact on how we think and how we feel and how we move in the world. But it is something that can impact your own self-love journey or how you see yourself and think about yourself. The reality is, I personally believe that the root of who we are and our expansions and our belief to be the more we're meant to be is rooted in self-love. Everything is rooted in self-love. However, there is one critical first step on the journey that we all need to begin with, and that is self-compassion. So when my clients, when I talk to them about wanting to love themselves for who they are, they really truly are earnest, right? They really truly want to love themselves and who they are and how they do things and accept themselves. But I always talk to them about, all right, let's just scale it back just a tiny bit. Okay, let's just roll it back and peel back this onion. Because when we think about loving another person, right, for example, do we go straight into love? You might agree and think it's pretty unhealthy if we do that, right? If we go straight to, I just met this person and I love them. So if we think and know it's unhealthy to do that, why do we go straight to self-love for ourselves? Now, I'm not saying it's the unhealthiest thing to do to just automatically love yourself. But what I'm saying is that if you don't start with compassion for yourself, you're bypassing the healing part of your journey. Because if you're having challenges loving yourself, that means there's some things that you need to work on, some things that you perhaps need to heal. So we have to start with that self-compassion part. And if you want sustainable self-love, you need self-compassion and to understand that it is a journey. So here are my five tips to practice self-compassion. The first tip is emotional self-awareness. Start by becoming aware of your thoughts and your emotions. Now, you might have judgment there, but that's okay. Just accept the fact that I'm judging this thought. I'm judging this emotion. And that's okay. Notice when you're being self-critical or when you're being hard on yourself. And mindfulness practices such as meditation and yoga and even meditative walks, which I love to do in the morning. I pop on my Schumann resonance vibes on YouTube and go for my little meditative walk. All those things can help you really develop self-awareness, really help you connect more to who you are and your emotions and your thoughts. Tip two is treat yourself with kindness and grace. Treat yourself like you would someone you care for. For example, if you were caring for, let's say, a toddler, right? And that toddler is going through some challenges and they're throwing tantrums and they're not able to formulate their words yet. How would you help them? How would you help them? Now, you might get down to their level so you can better listen to them. And when you do that, get down to their level, you are releasing that power you have, like as an adult, as someone being bigger than them, right? You might offer some understanding and affection and try to help them figure out what they need. You would offer help. You can do the same for yourself when frustrated and unsure of how to find a way forward. Tune into the frustration and be curious about what it's telling you. Validate your experience and give yourself the grace to understand it without judgment. So what that means is just validating your experiencing what you're experiencing, and that is it. It is just a thing that you are going through. It doesn't define you wholly. It's just one part of you that might be fleeting. It's just one aspect of you in your whole human existence. So when you have that level of understanding, you're able to validate your experience and accept it for what it is. And speaking to yourself with kindness and understanding and giving yourself words of encouragement and support, just like you would a toddler or a baby that you're caring for. You'll treat them with kindness and grace, and you deserve to give yourself the same. Tip number three is to challenge self-critical thoughts. We all have self-critical thoughts at times. Like I know I do. I know many of us do. When negative self-talk arises, challenge those thoughts. Be curious and ask yourself if those thoughts are fair and realistic. Transform those thoughts with self-compassion and realistic statements. You can change up the tune on those thoughts. You have the power to do that. Tip four. Start small and start to identify one aspect of yourself you can send compassion to. Maybe it's your hair. Maybe it's the way you talk. And I will say this, as a New Yorker, my accent comes out at times unexpectedly, but something I've learned to do over the past few years is just give that part compassion and grace because it's who I am. I'm a New Yorker, born and raised in Queens, New York. If the accent comes out, it comes out. It's a part of who I am. Instead of me feeling, you know, a little bit of shame or like, damn it, like I slipped into that New York thing, it is me. And whatever it is, I'm giving it compassion. And whatever you're going through, find that one thing you can give compassion to and give it a story. Give it a story. Just like in my New Yorker accent, right? I gave that part of me a story, and giving it a story gives it compassion and dignity. Every aspect of us has a story associated with it. So giving something a story, like I said, it makes it real and gives you the ability to expand your scope of that thing, whatever it is. So I'll give another example. I have some stretch marks on my belly that I used to despise. I was actually pretty embarrassed by them. But I had to think, well, why are they embarrassing? Right? There's societal expectations that have really impacted who I am and how I see those stretch marks. But giving it a story allowed me to expand my scope. And my story is that I have three beautiful souls, three beautiful children that I have given life to. My body was a safe haven for them from poppy seed to infant during those growth and developmental periods that was so important for them while they were in my womb. I carried them. And in carrying them, my body stretched. It did a thing. It did what it was supposed to do. they are true manifestations of me, my husband, our love, and the divine God. This allowed me to really give myself the compassion I needed and understanding and gratitude. So yeah, start small. Start with one thing you can identify, like one aspect about yourself, and give it compassion by giving it a story and really understanding that that part of you is beautiful and important and deserves dignity and a story. The last tip is remember that self-compassion is a skill that you develop, right? And it's a journey and takes practice over time. Please just be patient with yourself and really make cultivating that self-compassion a priority for yourself. Because when you start there, it'll allow you to grow in your self-love journey. But I definitely want you to be on the lookout, because I really want to do more when it comes to self-love. And, you know, with this podcast and with the Therapy Notes series, it's about me making mental health and therapy, aspects of therapy, the psychoeducation part, accessible to you. I don't want this, you know, screen door where you can't get these resources and understandings and education that can help you be a better you. So be on the lookout, because I will have something coming up regarding self-love. So make sure you're following me on Instagram and you're on my email list. I'll put the link in the show notes. You can join my email list and download a free 6-minute rest mode meditation to help you practice self-care and compassion. But until next time, peace. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you stay in touch. Follow me on Instagram at Audacious Black Girl. If you have questions or comments, or maybe you want to collaborate, if you're an Audacious Black Girl, reach out to me at amanda@audaciousblackgirl.com and join my email list. I send weekly inspiration and empowerment for all of my Audacious Black Girls. Everything's in the show notes. Until next time.